Welcome. This is Mystic Truths, episode 2. Deontay, what is energy?
Energy to me is it's your life force. It's your soul. It's
like China, they call it your chi, right?
Yeah, chi. Some cultures call it chakra. Like it's what makes you you. It's like almost like a not a force field, but like a field around you that can either push people away, pull people in.
Right. And in like what science has actually just found out now, even though this has been known for centuries, hundreds and thousands of years, that we have this electric magnetic field around us at all times. They don't want to use the word energy, but they want to put it in terms of planes of existence. We all live in these planes of existence all at once.
Yeah.
So it's like a giant grid, right? That's how scientists looked at it. But that's just all energy. Like, it's crazy to think about, though.
Yeah. It would make sense that we would have our own electromagnetic field around us, like the electromagnetic ley lines of the Earth. Those are
true.
Those are the energy lines of the Earth. That is Earth's energy.
That's basically Earth's chakra. Earth's energy field, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in certain spots of these energetic fields, when they cross, like, there's a lot of supernatural stuff that happens, like hauntings and things like that.
Yeah.
I believe, what's that hotel? Stanley Hotel?
Stanley Hotel, the Brown Palace, yeah. Downtown Denver.
They're all on top of the crossing points of those electromagnetic ley lines, which is the energy of the Earth.
That's true.
So, I mean, if you really think about it, people are, you know, praying and stuff, and they're putting energy in to make things happen. Like, the Earth can make things happen, too, with its energy ley lines, you know?
That's true. Then, why is it so hard to grasp that people should be in charge of their own energy?
Because I don't think a lot of people understand what energy is.
Then we have to talk in forms of that it should be just a truth that we live in different realms of reality.
Yeah.
Which is, in my terms, the physical, the mental, and the spiritual. But really, that spiritual is energy. That should be the basis of where people's understanding of energy should stand for. Because we're all, I wouldn't say all, but most of society looks at energy as like taboo.
Yeah,
it's like they look at it as scary.
Like taboo or hippie shit, sorry. That's what people call it, but it's like,
you've heard
once
it,
you've mastered your energy, you can then master your mind and your body, and you can attract who you want in your life, and you can push away who you don't want in your life. You can wake up and have a happy day, and 1,000 bad things could be happening around you, but since you understand your energy, you're not bothered by it because you're in your own field.
Right.
But since people don't want to understand their energy and they want to think it's hippie shit and taboo and they're scared of the word because they don't understand it, you know, you get cases where people are having all these things happen in their life and they don't understand why.
Right. And it's crazy to think about that. I think that, like, thoughts are a type of energy.
Very much so.
And this is actually scientifically proven by Masaru Emoto. He wrote a book, The Hidden Messages.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically had him have experiments with different types of water, where he'd freeze it, but he'd freeze it after putting that water through like a specific frequency, say like, he has a recorder towards one water saying love, and then he had a recorder towards another water, like a fear. And after he froze those, after many hours of the water basically listening to the
different frequencies,
they had different types of frozen, like snowflakes, like shapes.
Like crystals?
Like crystals. It became a crystal. And you would see it be something beautiful, like love. Like, I love you, I love you, I love you. Or like, I'm grateful, I'm grateful. Like, that beautiful crystallization was remarkable. But then you have the negative, like, fear, or like, I hate you to yourself. Like, you're saying this to this water and it changed, but that it was deformed. It was crazy that the deformity, it was like it didn't even look like a crystal anymore. It looked like a little black hole. Oh, it was, man, interesting.
That's scary.
Yeah.
So I guess think about that in terms of your body. Your body is, what, 80? How many years?
I mean, when we're born, we're damn near 100% water.
Water.
I remember reading actually in that book that when you hit around our age, 25, 26, we're about, depending on like how active you are, like 90% water. And then it just kind of deteriorates and you probably die with like 80% water. But you stay water.
But like most of your body is water.
Is water, yeah.
So if you keep thinking to yourself that you hate yourself, I can't do better, this is who I am, I'm just going to be this way, you're killing yourself.
Yeah,
you're destroying your body. Literally destroying your body.
Because not just with just equal energy exchange and knowing that like what you put out, I mean, is what you attract. It's like we're like these magnets, right?
Yeah.
It's crazy because you could have a really bad day, but it could be because you just had, you chose on the wrong thoughts that day.
Yeah.
And then now you feel negative and toxic.
For the whole day.
I think it's because you're just, you're saying those words, right? And that's energy to yourself.
Well, let's take, for instance, I used to say I hated myself. And I noticed, like, I would get sick a lot. Mm-hmm. I was never, like, happy. Like, I was always just laying around, just didn't want to do anything. But after I've mastered my energy and understand who I am, I think to myself, I love myself all the time, and I haven't felt better in my entire life.
Right.
I feel so much better finally mastering my energy and understanding myself and being able to love myself versus putting that hate energy into my body and deteriorating it faster.
Right. And it's crazy because you literally deteriorate your body, and you do that by the different chemicals that are released through like loving energy and a negative energy. With that loving energy, most of the time it's that dopamine.
Yeah.
You get this natural dopamine when you smile, you hug someone. But when you feel negative and you're depressed and you're sad, you release those other types of toxins. It's basically toxins. And it basically corrodes your body. It corrodes your mind for sure. And then now you're stuck in this instance that you just poor me and I don't know what to do with my life. You know, I just don't know why it's so hard to be like, all right, I'm not doing so good, so maybe I should do something. And really the only way is to master thyself.
Yeah.
If you don't know yourself,
how are you supposed to know anything else?
Yeah.
You can't be a master and know anything else if you don't know yourself. It makes no sense.
It's true.
But that seems to be the case, you know? Yeah. People aren't owning up to their... I mean, people aren't owning up to their own energy. And by owning up to your own energy, I mean people aren't taking responsibilities for their trauma. People would rather make an excuse for their trauma and make you essentially tiptoe around that to just let them live in that false sense of happiness or whatever they're destroying.
False sense of energy.
Of energy, yeah. It's sad.
It is sad.
It's very sad. I mean, I was there. I didn't own up to my energy. I thought nothing was my fault. But I was like, look, man, like, you did some bad things. Like, all of that wasn't everybody else's fault. You have to own up to your side. And
that's
true. Owned up to my side.
And it comes down to balance of yourself. You know, I've been through the light of myself, but I've also lived all of that dark. So it does come down to this duality of some sort, but you don't have to be stuck in it.
No.
That's where most people are stuck in this really it's called polarized. Like, many people are polarized in their energies. Meaning. So it's like, meaning that they're, like, as soon as they have that thought form, negative thought form, they're a pillar of, it's a pillar of that negative energy.
They essentially lean to that side versus staying in the middle or trying to find a balance between the two.
I mean, the best way to put it is like Star Wars. It's one of the biggest analogies of the light and dark.
Battle between light and dark. Lights, though. Jedi and the Sith, side and the dark side. I mean, but both sides reside within everybody. Everybody has dark energy, and everybody has light energy. But if you keep having negative thoughts about yourself, you're going to continue to feed the dark energy, and it's just not going to end well for you. You know, you just get stuck in a pit, and it's hard to get out because you don't feed your light. How's your light supposed to pull you out of the dark if you never feed it?
Right. That's why there should be this communion between the light and the dark. And I remember we went camping one time with Maxie, our buddy that runs a tea business. He, you said strive for, there's something about like how...
Understand the dark, but strive for the light.
Strive for the light. Like, that's such an important phrase because... It's okay to have the dark. It's taught to us that it's like we can't have the dark. The dark is bad. The dark is bad.
Evil.
And it's, again, those labels of words that has a type of energy that makes people just not do it. Yeah. And it's crazy because owning up to your energy and living it and being it is one of the number one truths that someone can harness here on Earth, you know?
Because if you own up to your energy, everything else just becomes so much easier. Like, what is so hard about understanding that you messed up? What's hard about accepting that energy of you messed up?
You know, I mean, I've been there. Like, I didn't want to mess up.
No one wants to mess up.
I think it comes down to, like, if you mess up, you feel like you're going... You did something bad to yourself.
Yeah. You don't have to be the same person you were yesterday. If you understand that you don't have to be the same person you were yesterday, if you messed up yesterday, why are you still holding on to it today?
Right. And the beautiful Alan Watts, he's one of my favorite authors, he stated too that, like, you're not even under no obligation to be even who you were 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Like, we live in this... momentary life, and people put time over that.
Man, days.
I have
agendas. Bad days, bad years, bad months, bad weeks.
But
I don't have bad weeks. I don't have bad days. I have bad moments, and I move past them on to the next moment.
I think harnessing your energy fully puts you in the moment.
It does.
It fully puts you in the moment. When my mentor told me about just living fully in the moment many years ago, I've never heard that before, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I never heard that, like, oh, yeah, like, the moment just is. It's happening. It's never it's endless. It's, you can't time that.
Yeah.
Like, then you become, like, this infinite thing, which is of your own self.
Yeah. And you're essentially dragging... Like, I guess when you hold on to a moment, you're just dragging it with you, and you're not focused on the current moment because you're still holding on to that last moment or trying to grasp onto the next moment.
That's true.
You're not living in the
present. It's
because
our minds are either in the future or in the past, but those are all striving from here and now, that moment.
Yeah.
So, really, it's just actually just taking the ownership of your life. Look yourself in the face. Have those conversations and be like, I'm in control of my reality. I'm in control of who I am. And I'm in control of my energy. And, like, keywords like that that change your energy, that help you harness your energy. It's, I mean,
helps you change your whole outlook on life, your whole reality.
Perspective, yeah.
Energy, like, mastering your energy does so much for you. Like, I don't know why more people don't do it. But you know why I think more people don't do it?
Why?
Because there's all these programs and all these apps and all these things that are essentially trying to tell you how to master your energy.
Yeah.
No one can tell you how to master your energy. That's something that you have to do on your own.
Right. And you can look at all the ancient, like, scribe, like, readings when it comes to spiritual readings. And it talks about the spiritual journey of the infinite.
Yeah.
Which is that it's an infinite story when it comes to the spiritual journey. It's you don't get to know the destination, you know.
No.
It's all about the journey. It's all about just realizing that things do happen, but you have the power to keep coming back to that moment. And I don't have it tattooed on me for a reason. Like, it's that you have to love this moment. And it does come down to just realizing that you do have a choice in the moment.
Yeah.
And that's to love it or fear it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it does come to that energy exchange again, you know? Like
the loving moment, which is light energy that feeds your light, and then you have the fearing moment, which feeds the dark. Both need to happen. Both are going to happen. There's no way to stop it. You have to take the moment as it is and move on.
Exactly. But
if
you're living in this rat race of a mindset, you're stuck fighting energies. You're basically fighting yourself. It's basically the light and dark fighting itself.
Yeah.
But your emotions are being played out in this physical form. And I see it every day.
Oh.
Yeah.
We see it every day working downtown. Even just watching people walk by, you just see the inner energy conflict.
And sometimes in me, I just want to ask, you know, are you okay?
Yeah.
But, you know, in this time and age, I feel like that should be good, but
it's not.
It's not.
Do you ask somebody if they're okay when they're clearly not, and they will have a freaking, they'll either lie to you, or they'll have an absolute freak out because you have triggered them now. You have asked them if they are okay in their own energy that they don't understand, and now they're mad.
Yeah, and it comes down to petty games about just not realizing your own energy.
Yeah.
Because it's crazy, because we do take energy from people.
Like, energy
energy vampires is a thing.
It is a thing.
It's not just a phrase, oh, you suck my energy vampire.
No, like, energy vampires are a thing. I have some energy vampires that I know. Like, it's just not a fair exchange of energy, you know?
It's
like,
not.
When you spend time with somebody and you're doing your energy exchange, no person from that energy exchange should leave exhausted, because if they do, that means somebody was taking more than they were giving.
And I think it comes down to just realizing that we are two different energy sources happening here.
Yeah.
And when I realize that I am my own pillar of light, I don't gotta steal from you. I don't gotta take from you. You know? It's an equal exchange at that point. You know, it's like a...
It's a healthy cycle. Not all cycles are bad.
Yeah.
There are healthy cycles where the energy exchange is equal. You are you and I am me, but when we hang out or when we talk, I learn from you and you learn from me, and we're always bouncing ideas and energy off of each other.
Right? And that's the same with our buddy John. Yeah. It's really not losing that childlike curiosity about the world.
Yeah.
And yourself. Being
a walking question mark.
Being a walking question mark. What my beautiful mentor said to me.
And I'm glad you passed that on to me.
Yeah, right? Like, it's just something that's like, huh, you're right. You know, that's how Absolutely. I thought as a kid. That's, you know, imagination running wild, you know? Like, it's just allowing what if to just be whatever it can be.
Whatever it can be. Questioning everything.
Everything.
And you should be able to question everything. You should. There shouldn't be a single thing on this planet that shouldn't be unquestionable.
That's true.
I should be able to question everything. Even if I want to question a rock. Yeah, it sounds stupid, but if I want to question what it is and where it comes from and what it does, I can do that.
So be it.
I have that freedom.
And so be it. And you could do the same in anything in the
anything. Anything. I wonder why a Venus flytrap's a Venus flytrap, all right? I want to wonder why, you know, things are set up the way they're set up. Like, I want to know the reason why. Because if I'm asking a question, I don't know the answer.
Right. And you're just genuinely curious about what it is.
What it is. I don't think people ask questions to be rude. I think people ask questions because they don't understand. But if people ask questions because they don't understand and you shut them down, I mean, how are they supposed to learn?
True. And that's crazy because it comes down to what we do to our kids. Yeah. What a lot of people do to our kids.
Shut down their energy.
Yep.
They try to reach their energy out to ask their question and receive some energy back, and you shut them down and push them away.
Now they've gained nothing. He feels that. She feels that. It's
subconsciously they feel that. And, and if they're empaths, if you have a child that's an empath, they extremely feel that. Right. It literally feels like a punch to the face.
And an empath is basically someone that's
sensitive to the energies in the world. Actually, all energies.
And
frequencies.
I've heard that a lot of empaths are a lot of just old souls that have came back, is going around and allowed their spiritual practices to keep up to them. It's just, I do believe in reincarnation. I do believe in the cause and effect of your energy, which is one truth that people forget, or don't even forget, that put another label on it, which is, they call it karma.
Yeah, they call it karma.
Yeah.
But it's...
And, I mean who, I mean just anyone, really.
Yeah. It's just, it's the equivalent exchange of energy. What you put out is what you're going to get back. How you maintain your energy is going to dictate who you have in your life, you know?
And it's no easy task.
No.
It's a balance. You know, I always think of it as like being shot up on a high beam, like thousands of stories up, just, and I'm walking that tightrope, and that's what happens. We will fall off on one side, and that one side could be fear, and the other side could be love, and it could be light or dark.
Yeah. And you could get a bad outcome from falling on either or.
And it we all do it.
Yeah, we all do it.
I did it subconsciously for so long.
Same here, man. Same here.
So long.
I fell into that light. I fell into that light of that love, of loving no matter what you did to me. Yeah. It doesn't matter what you did to me. Yeah. I don't care. I love you because I'm fully leaning on the light and ignoring my dark.
Mm. And that happens to the best of us. Because it happened to me, and you fall back into the dark as well.
Yeah. Well, once you realize that you're falling too much on the light.
Right.
You get yourself back up and fall into the dark.
Well, right. It's like jumping onto the beam from one side that you fell off to the other. And now you just bounced off to the other side. And we call that a toxic cycle.
That's a toxic cycle. And then once you get out of that dark, you jump back up and you fly right back to that light side.
You can't live
in the light and live in the dark only.
It's the balance.
If you want to be more, I mean, you don't even have to keep an extreme balance. Like, I keep an extreme balance of light and dark energy by expressing the dark in my mind and expressing the light with my body. Mm. So I'll be happy. I'll give hugs, handshakes, make people feel good with my body.
Yeah, and your words.
But then I express the darkness. I have my dark thoughts. Yeah. They're going to happen. Everybody has
them. Same. I have dark thoughts every day almost. But it's not even that, like, it's dark in the fact that it's hurtful to me.
No.
Think of it as, like, when I talk about the light and the dark in my mind, it's my dreams. It's an imagination going in there, what's happening. It's like, oh.
Dark imagination.
And it's sparked by something in the moment at that time.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a it's a balance in these moments. Like love, like you have the choice to love this more or fear it. You have the choice to be light or dark in the moment. But yeah. it should be explained to people that it's okay to express both. Yeah. But it's not okay to act out when it comes to that darkness.
Yeah. Because you're giving the darkness more power than it needs.
Yeah.
The mind, the expressing the dark energy through the thought is a lot safer and better for everybody versus expressing it in action. So I feel like once you express it in action, you're essentially jumping into that darkness again. You're not walking your fine line of balance.
That's
true. You've broken that barrier, you're now jumped into the dark.
Now you jumped into the dark.
And now you gotta pull yourself out of that.
And see, that's the problem. You, the individual, you, the one that's in charge of your own energy,
has to pull yourself out.
It's a dark place when it comes to depression. It's a dark place when it comes to suicide.
A very dark place.
We all have these thoughts sometimes. And that's why it is good to have certain friends around you so you can express that and talk about these things. But most of us hide behind this fake
mask
that's basically just a fake energy that you're carrying.
Yeah.
We sometimes carry around other people's energies, which we try to imitate and we be.
Yeah.
And
if you're not aware of your energy, other energies will stick to you.
And you
basically
start acting out
what they are.
Yeah. That's why it's so easy with pop culture and different cultures and tribes to polarize people.
Because that's a collective group of energy. You think one person's energy sticking onto you is bad? Imagine a whole group of people, one energy just attaching to your body. Now you are part of them. Unless you're aware of your energy, now you're a part of them. And you can't escape because you don't know what your energy is. You just know that your energy is now synced with theirs.
Yeah. And it's really sad because it happens all the time.
All the time. I guess we'll think about it like this. If you can tell me about everybody else under the sun.
Yeah.
Every celebrity, every person you know, every famous actor, whatever. But you can't tell me what you want or how you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
There might be you probably aren't aware of your own energy.
That's true, because if you're not expressing fully, you're hiding from something.
You're hiding.
And most of the time, you're just hiding from yourself.
Which is absolutely ridiculous. You are you. You're in your body. Like, you're here to stay.
Yeah.
No one else is going to take it over. Why are you hiding from yourself?
It's, I don't know. You know, I've done that, though, before.
Yeah, I've been there.
And I say I don't know, but it's just a totally different person than I was. You know, when I was taught a lot of metaphysical things and a lot of about just honing my own self and realizing that meditation is a tool here on Earth. It's something that we can be. We could be a better you.
Yeah.
We could be a better, just better energy exchange in the world when we just have too much heavy negative energy just being blown out subconsciously by people that just don't realize it.
And they're just exchanging that negative energy on a daily basis. Then you get crazy situations like we're going through now, man. The amount of negative energy that's just being transferred and shared around the world is insane.
Right.
It's insane.
Right.
All because of words.
Because of words.
Words. Words are so powerful.
I mean, they don't call it spelling for nothing.
Words are spells.
Literally spelling.
Oh.
It spells. It's intention. It's the energy and willpower you put behind words that make it go spread around.
If you're aware of your energy, you can put energy behind your words consciously to turn things in your favor or to make someone feel good or to make yourself feel better. Words are powerful things that can be used for good. Yeah, a lot of people use them for bad, but you can use words for incredible things.
And many of it is for destruction.
Yeah, a lot of
lately it's only been destruction. Yeah. You know, I say that because we are in a destructive state.
No.
We understand our own energy and we realize that, you know, we're in charge of ourselves. And I just really believe in the energy of healing yourself. And there's many ways to do that. There's like meditation is probably the biggest keys there.
Yeah, that's the one that helped me a lot.
Right. And it's just something that's so misled in society.
Yeah. Well, people are scared of the word meditation and energy and these crazy witch words that we use because they've never been truly explained what they are. And if they have been truly explained what they are, they weren't listening because they didn't want to.
Yeah. That's why it's a choice. It's choice to be aware of your own self.
It's a choice to be aware. It is a choice. It's a fucking choice, to be aware.
But it's so true though, you know? Once I realize that I am in control of my energy, I can let go of the opinion of others. I let go of the doubt and fear that I had. You know, I don't have anxiety anymore because of meditation. It's crazy because, I mean, for most of my childhood, I was pretty anxious. I didn't show it, but I was pretty anxious. But no one knew. But, you know.
A super hidden anxiety mode.
Yep. But it's, I mean. Oh. Once I met a mentor of mine, Len Wright, he fully explained what like this meditation really is. And it's a healing. It's a healing part of your soul to help your soul.
Your
and
energy.
It's something to get connected to that energy source, to get connected to your higher self, to God too.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's many ways to heal yourself. Like crystals. Oh, yeah. I love crystals, you know? It's something that does help me. It is something that helps me harness my own energy.
Oh yeah. Direct it, give it purpose, give it even more purpose than it already has.
Right.
And give it a direction.
And I'm pretty sure we could do a whole podcast on just crystals.
Oh so yeah.
I'm pretty sure we will.
It will pop up eventually.
Like what we have in the background. Like it's something that helped me like understand certain energy values of the world.
Yeah, frequencies. Like
brain waves. Yeah. It happens.
Water.
Everywhere. You know, that's like the Masaru Emoto's The Hidden Messages book. You know, he used these frequencies towards these water. The water is rumbling. It's a ripple effect.
Yeah.
And it's, that's all energy happening.
Yeah, because frequencies are essentially another energy, my electromagnetic waves, as you call it, whatever, whoever wants to
whoever
call
wants
it, whatever
call
you
it.
Want to call it, words are just words. They all mean the same thing. They just have different ways to say them.
Yeah.
But frequencies are electromagnetic energy. Electromagnetic energy, sorry. But frequencies that help heal, water, just like, why do you think everybody loves taking showers so much?
Oh,
like that's where
healing.
People do most of their thinking, but right. It depends on what you're thinking on and what direction you take.
True, because you could just, I mean, I've done it before, but just go through scenarios in your head.
In your head.
About anything, good, bad, you know. But lately, I've been using that as more of a cleansing. Like as soon as I take a shower, I allow that to be a cleansing of the energy of that day.
Yeah. Cleansing, washing off all of the energy that may have tried to stick to me throughout the day and wash away any doubts or fears or anything, all the negative energy, just cleanse it with the shower.
Right.
Let it all go.
And sing, of course.
Oh, yeah. Oh, love singing. But
you got to.
You gotta, if you don't sing in the shower, you're sad. And you need you need to figure out your energy.
You just gotta be more cautious of it. It's crazy, though.
Oh, man. I don't know. I'm a happy singing guy because I'm aware of my energy. I used to drive in my car and just drive. And now I drive and I'm happy and I'm singing whatever song comes on the radio.
Because who cares?
Who cares? People looking into my car like, what the hell is wrong with this guy? I'm happy and aware of my energy. That's what's going on with this guy.
You're just enjoying the moment for what it is instead of just, what's told to you.
I look into people's cars when I'm driving and like no one's happy.
No, everybody just reminds me of this weird circuit. It is just happening, you know? Honestly, what goes in my head, it looks like a giant, like, if, let's take just a conjunction of just cars on the highway. I think of that as like sheep in a herd.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Yep. That's what it feels like.
That's what it feels like, just being shuffled into wherever.
Yeah.
But it's like, at the end of the day, you are in charge of your energy, so you could dictate your own happiness.
Yeah.
Happiness is... It's an inside job, man.
Happiness is an inside job because no one can truly make you happy.
No.
People can make you happy.
They can give you the feeling.
Yeah, they can give you the feeling of being happy, but they can't make you happy.
No, because that's an energy.
Yeah.
Happiness is a sort of energy that you can feel it.
Oh, I love the happiness energy. That's why I laughing, smile. Laughing,
that's
all the
why
time.
You have to laugh every day.
Every day. I'll be by myself busting jokes and laughing.
Because you can.
Because I can.
And you should. You should laugh at yourself.
But if you're relying on somebody else to make you feel happy, you're just draining that person of energy. Now that person can't even make themselves happy or do anything for themselves because you're draining all their energy to make yourself happy.
And that's what happens. It becomes... That's why a lot of relationships fail.
Because somebody's sucking the happiness.
Someone is just sucking just your energy. And comes into this one-sided relationship.
Yeah. Where one person's just devoting all their energy to make this one person happy. But what about... What about your happiness? You know.
Yeah.
That's why I've stopped really helping people fix their energy. Cause what about mine? You know.
Yeah.
I'm helping everybody fix their energy and feel happy, but what about my energy?
That's why there's different ways to give out your energy, such as what we're doing. You know, this podcast is a way of extending our energy out
to the world. Hopefully.
To the world. But I mean, just to whoever who wants to listen.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because we have that power now and today. And that's why it's so easy to manipulate the energy of the world.
Because you can record and put your energy out there just like this.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as this. A little simple thing like this, if we were using our energy more corruptly to change minds... could possibly change minds.
Yeah, and it really does take effort to be in a negative state all the time.
Oh my god, you gotta hold on to it. You have to. If you want to stay negative all day, you have to hold on to
you
it.
You have to hold on.
That's the energy you are holding on to. It's like a hot coal. It's burning your hand. You don't want to let it go.
No, and I've also heard. Do you know what a monkey trap is? Trappers do for like monkeys.
Yeah, like the monkey sticks its hand in there.
Like
to
in
get
a
the
coconut.
Fruit.
Yeah, and they have a hole in it. And they put candy in the coconut, but he has such a big fist in the coconut that he just can't pull out.
Yeah,
that's literally any negative thought. Energy you've picked up that day, like
you're holding
on to that.
You're monkey trapping yourself.
Yeah, you are.
And you know what the funny thing is? Those monkeys are so stubborn that they would rather die than let go of the candy.
Right? It's
you would rather die than let go of the negative energy that happened in the day. That's a whole other level of stubbornness.
Yeah.
That's a whole. I've never been able to hold on to energy that long. I can't. It hurts.
It's too heavy. I feel sick.
Yeah.
I feel sick. It's not right.
Yeah.
You know, you're literally killing yourself. You know, for nothing.
For nothing.
You know?
I'd rather if you give me some negative energy, smile in your face, and walk away. Because one, that's going to make you a whole lot mad. And two, I'd rather not give you that energy that you want from me. want me to get hostile? I'm not. I'm a smile. I'm a laugh. I'm going to continue on my day. You don't control me. I control my own energy. If you control your own energy, nobody can manipulate you to do anything.
Right? Because as soon as someone triggers you, you've lost the battle.
Yeah.
You lost the battle. You lost your own energy. You just gave it all to whoever you got triggered to. Honestly, I've done that. I've broke down because someone's words hurt me to the point that I hurt myself. Like I honestly just forgot who I was, and it's like I'm holding on to this negative energy and it's heavy. But just let go. Just let it go.
It's the perfect art. It's the art of letting go. So it's like, I don't understand. So what, Sally has a different opinion than you? That's Sally's opinion. She's entitled. She has that.
Yeah.
It's her reality.
Right.
That's what she thinks in her reality. If you let what Sally thinks in her reality destroy your reality, then you weren't aware of your reality in the first place. You weren't aware of your energy in the first place. You weren't aware of who you are in the first place because you let somebody else's opinion destroy your whole thought process or life or mind,
just
or
whole energy, reality, honestly.
Reality, everything.
And it really, it comes down to just putting too much energy in this physical realm of reality. You know, most of my life, I was using this body physically, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'd say 90% of it, like, as a child to, like, 16 or 18, like, I was, like, in the physical, I was also still in my mind, but I also felt something else, you know? For my entire life, I always felt something else.
Like, something else was there.
Was there. Like, I have my body, I have my mind, but there's just something else, which is energy.
It's your energy, your higher self.
Which is this magnetic field of whatever you want it to be.
Whatever you want to call it. You can call it the kitty cat megaforce field, whatever you want to call it, all right? But it's there, and it's you, and you have a responsibility towards it, so you need to take care of it if you want the things that you want in your life.
Mm. You know what's a good segue for that is that energy cannot die.
It cannot die.
It cannot die.
In science, if that's what you base all your beliefs off of, science says that energy never dies.
You know what?
The Bible says that energy never dies. Spirituality says energy never dies. It's a spirit. It's a fucking it's a truth. It's right? A universal truth.
Do you know where energy does go? It transforms, transmits, and transmutes. Into whatever, you know? That's why I love nature. You know, going out into nature, you feel that.
It's life.
You see those trees. I want to hug that tree.
Honestly. Sometimes I feel like I just want to hug a tree.
I do.
It's a little weird to people.
I know.
When you understand that everything has energy and everything has life, you understand that that tree is a living being. Yeah, it's not like us. It's not walking, talking on cell phones.
This isn't Lord of the Rings.
Doing podcasts, but like... But they are a living thing. Yeah. They're going through their cycles and processes to make oxygen so that we can breathe. Like, they are living things. So even if you don't want to consider it a living being that could have possibly been a human, a plant, whatever.
Right.
Understand that it is a living thing. Scientifically, it has cells.
True. That's true.
And if it has cells, it's living.
Mm-hmm. I mean, without trees, we die.
We'd be dead AF.
Because of their energy.
Yeah.
It's an equal exchange to the fact that going out to energy and enjoy it, but as humans, we aren't a good mutual energy exchange when it comes to human and nature with all our pollutes and, you know, everything that toxins the world.
We disrespect nature.
Yeah,
but nature disrespects us back. Earthquakes, volcanoes, hurricanes, tornadoes. That's Earth's way of saying, hey, knock it off.
True. You know,
the Earth is a living thing and it has the right to defend itself if it feels like it's in danger.
If it feels threatened, yeah. But I respect Mother Earth, you know?
I mean, I guess the big grand energy exchange between us and the Earth, the final energy exchange, what I'd like to call it, would be you dying and putting your body back into the Earth. Whether it be ashes or your body, because... Let's go into science now. When you die, your body breaks down, and essentially all the blood and organs and stuff that breaks down becomes like
a fertilizer.
Fertilizer that helps grow trees and it helps grow plants.
Mm.
And if you go and cremate the ashes, your ashes also could act as a fertilizer to bring trees and life and greenery and nature back to life.
Hmm.
So the final grand energy exchange between us and the Earth is when we die and give our body back
to nature. To the universe.
That's why people buried the dead. But they started putting them in coffins, which kind of defeats the whole purpose of giving your body back to nature.
So that's kind of like, let's say, a spirit, or if you believe in that energy in a house, and you sage the house and you keep all the windows open, that's just circulating energy of whatever just happening. So now it's just trapped.
Yeah, now it's just, if you don't open the windows, it's just spinning around in the
it's
house.
It's just running around in the
It's got the energy just chasing itself around the house, and right. It's like, it's got nowhere to go, yeah.
And it's kind of how, like, a coffin.
Yeah, you put your body in a coffin, and you're not giving your body back to, you put more nature into nature with your body inside of it, and it, your body can't access or give any of itself to nature because you're in a coffin.
Right, and it's crazy because I've been thinking about this for a while, but our amazing friend Corey, he stumbled across that, like, burying yourself as a seed for a tree.
For the tree, yes. Right? That is a beautiful
thing. I want that.
I want to be a tree or ashes, one of the two.
One of the two, and spread my ashes on weed and smoke
put
weed.
Me on some, yeah. Spread
my ashes on some weed and smoke weed, whatever you gotta do. Or just let it out to the ocean, man, whatever you want. Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, man. Hey, man, throw me on some weed plants, whatever you gotta do.
Whatever you want.
When I die, I'm giving my body back to Earth. As my last gift and appreciation of letting me live this life.
So that's why I think, you know, if energy doesn't die, and it transmutes, and...
Transmits, transforms, and transmutes, yeah.
Yeah, we go to these different realms of reality, I think.
Yeah.
You know, different dimensions, some metaphysical people would say, you know? And that's why it's so important to... harness your energy, honing that energy, realizing that energy is just part of you. It's not something you gain. It's just something that is. You don't have to just stop taking from people. Just realize that you're just you and your own energy.
Yeah. You don't rely on other people's energy, but if you need to take, then you can take if someone's willing to give.
Well, because it's an equal exchange. Yeah. It's like me buying a gift for someone, you know? It's like I give you exchange, and what I get back is a smile. You know, I won too. You know, like I just got a prize just as well. It's this equal exchange of appreciation of the other person's energy. Because, you know, I appreciate energy, so therefore we could do this mutual exchange.
Yeah, we could do podcasts, we can do talks.
We can
light a J together and just have these conversations because we're equally exchanging energy within each other, and we both appreciate each other's energy. But if you don't appreciate someone, how can you appreciate their energy?
Because they don't appreciate themselves first.
Yeah, if you don't appreciate yourself, you can't appreciate anything else.
No, you know, I've came so far, and I'm grateful for who I am today. You know, it's a lot of dark nights, but also light of the day that allowed me to sit here and talk about energy, because it's so important, and it's not something that I'll just talk about because it's so important.
It's super important, but we can't talk about it because people are scared of it, which is redundant as hell. If you don't understand your energy, and energy never dies. When your energy transforms, transmutes, and
transmits,
transmits, You're not in control of where you're going. You don't know where you're going to go. You don't know where your energy is going to go because you weren't even aware of it in the first place.
I mean, exactly. Yeah, I mean, if I had to hit a nail on the, some wood, exactly. But it is these truths that we shouldn't negate.
We shouldn't neglect and negate. And, like, we should be able to talk about these truths.
We should.
And more people should talk about these truths and teach these truths to your kids. Like, you don't even have to teach them in a religious aspect or a spiritual aspect. You can teach it in a scientific aspect or whatever aspect you want, because at the end of the day, they're all the same thing. But this is definitely something that people should know and learn and understand so that they can feel better for themselves, honor their energy, and just feel better and understand who they are.
Yeah, being just grateful for yourself again.
Yeah. I hug myself now, as weird and corny as it sounds. I literally, sometimes before I go to bed, I literally will hug myself before I go to sleep. I love myself so much more now.
Huh. And I never really thought about that. You know, I love hugs.
Just hug myself.
That's awesome. You know, it's appreciation of your own energy that you can grow to crazy heights that you never thought.
Mm-hmm. I never thought I would be where I am today.
Right? You know, it's something that many people should just realize. But the thing is, many won't, because
they don't want to.
They're stubborn.
Stubborn as hell. Of their own energy. Don't want to admit that. I mean, they just don't want to even accept their own energy or themselves.
No. And that's why I want to end this with that we do have a choice, right?
Yeah.
We have the choice to either stay polarized in one side or the other, or realize that there's just the importance of your energy and that you dictate where you go in life. If that's being fearful of life and losing yourself, or growing and loving yourself, is a conscious choice.
Yep. It's all your decision. If you're aware of your energy and you master it, you have direction in life and you'll have direction in death. Because if you understand your energy, you can control yourself.
Exactly. Just continue to keep coming back to this loving moment. Always.
Always. Yeah.